The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is paid for by Mike Boyle.
He spent almost 40 years in and around the restaurant industry. He's been an owner and an operator. He's a member of the Colorado Restaurant Hall of Fame. The last quarter of a century, his radio shows have been keeping you updated on the ever-changing Colorado restaurant scene, where he invites you to join him, both on the air and for meals at area restaurants. He's Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show.
I'm Mike Boyle, and this is the Restaurant Show in Denver on Newstalk 710 KNUS in Colorado Springs, AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer. Happy to have you with me on this gorgeous Colorado Sunday, June 28th. 1 week ago, we were getting ready to figure out what to do about our dads. I know my daughter was in town, made me a wonderful, wonderful breakfast. Then she did the show with me. But I'm flying solo today. I'm going to be with you on up until 12 o'clock. We can take your calls at 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Coming up next Saturday, July 4th, is the Bandimere Speedway Jet Car Nationals and Fireworks Show. And I have got, I was given 8 tickets by one of our reps over at KNUS. 3 of them have already gone to one listener. I have 5. I can do, if you're solo, I can give you a ticket. If you want a family 4-pack, I can do that. If you want to do 2 and 3 others for somebody else, I can do that. Give me a call, 303-696-1971. It's a spectacular fireworks show. And if you've never seen jet cars race, it really is fascinating. You take this rail job and you strap a J.T. Pratt & Whitney jet engine on it, and the light turns green, and they go from 0 to about 300 miles an hour in six and a half seconds. It's really pretty spectacular. Bandimere Speedway is a wonderful family entertainment venue, so if you'd like to get in the drawing for those tickets, I would love to hear from you. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. This afternoon, I am going to host a little neighborhood party once a year, sometimes every other year, maybe even every 3 years. If I get a little bit lax, I do a little driveway party for the neighbors. We're going to be grilling brats and burgers and have plenty of Coors beer and plenty of Pepsi products. Looking forward to that. You know, those things are always, I'm a bachelor, so I don't have a Sam's Club membership. I don't have a Costco membership. But I have plenty of friends who do. So yesterday I called John DeLay at Pegasus Restaurant because, you know, if you're an independent restaurant operator anywhere in the country, I would say, sure, you deal with the big companies, but I would say there's a pretty good chance that you have a Costco or Sam's Club membership, maybe Restaurant Depot up off Arapahoe Road, I-25, where you can go and get stuff at a much better price than buying it from the big distribution houses. So anyway, John DeLay and I and Bailey the Mexican Street Dog, we piled in the truck and we went on up to the Sam's Club. You know what? If I was going to buy a membership, I would buy Sam's Club. I know a lot of you belong to Costco. I know a lot of you believe in Costco. I've gone with friends to Costco. It's always kind of, to me, it's kind of like going to Disneyland. But I went to Sam's Club last night. They are so nice at that Castle Rock Sam's Club. Tricia, the manager over there. And I just don't need to buy meat in 10-pound loads. I don't need to buy rolls and rolls of paper towels, rolls and rolls of toilet paper. But, man, they're really nice over there. So, anyway, we got all the stuff, burgers and brats and beers and so forth in my driveway. But that's later today. I've got time for your calls. 303-696-1971. If you want to get in the drawing for Bandamere tickets, give me a call. 303-696-1971. All right, that pretty much sets the tone for the show. We'll be...
Hey, buddy, it's Mike, and you know that house gets a little bit dirtier when everybody's in it 24-7, right? All right, well, we're done with the shutdown. We're starting to move around. We're starting to get out. You're going to want people to come by the house, and you look around and you say, wait a minute. These carpets seriously are in need of cleaning. How about the upholstery on the couches? They need to be cleaned. Well, what do? You call Mike Bagnall, B-A-G-N-A-L-L, Mike Bagnall at Bagnall Carpet Services, 303-797-6400. That's 303-797-6400. You know, I've got a dog. My daughter adopted a dog down in Mexico, Bailey, the Mexican street dog. I didn't realize that you have to have your carpets cleaned just a little bit more often when you got a pet around. He does a wonderful, wonderful job. Mike Bagnall, Bagnall Carpet Services, 303-797-6400. And do me a favor. When you talk to Mike, tell him you heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show.
You know, Sue Albert has operated Fat Albert's in Greeley for a long time, so you know that she was going to be around when the big shutdown was over. Well, she's around, up and running, and serving the same great American cuisine she's served for over 38 years. She's got a menu that includes meat, chicken, and fish entrees, even including the really popular liver and onions. Sue offers sandwiches, salads, and of course, the biggest seller, the Monte Cristo sandwich. And Fat Albert's is known for their pies, pecan, peanut butter, banana cream, and Mike's favorite, the French Silk, a chocolate cream pie with a delicious crust, lots of chocolate and whipped cream piled high. That's just to name a few. Get a slice or take home a whole pie. Fat Albert's has a full liquor license, plenty of free parking, and offers dine-in and takeout. But with the warm weather here, why not sit out on the patio, get a little sunshine, enjoy your meal? Fat Albert's is located at 1717 23rd Avenue in Greeley. For days and hours of operation, give them a call at 970-356-1999 or check out their hours and the entire menu at fatalberts.com. You know, if a place has been around for over 38 years, it's got to be good. Fat Albert's in Greeley. Say hello to Sue and tell her you heard about it on The Restaurant Show. You know, if you're only going to be offering takeout for an extended period of time, and then you're going to figure out how to ramp your business back up when you reopen for dine-in, well, you might as well use the opportunity to change the name of your restaurant. That's what Jeff and Janine, owners of DW's 285 Diner in Conifer, decided to do. So DW's is now the Conifer Cafe. Same owners, same great breakfasts and lunches, and since they also own Tommy's Sub at Quincy and C470, serving great subs for over 25 years, they decided to also offer those subs at the Conifer Cafe. And Tommy's is also open for take out and dine in, and serving what Mike considers to be one of the best Philly cheesesteak sandwiches in the state. So, let's see if we can help you follow all this. DW's in Conifer is now the Conifer Cafe, but it's still serving breakfast and lunch. The Conifer Cafe is now serving Tommy's Subs, and you can get Tommy's Subs at their original location in Morrison. Maybe start with a nice drive to the mountains and breakfast at the Conifer Cafe. Huevos, skillets, maybe a big burger for lunch, then take home a Tommy's Sub for dinner. Got your whole day covered. Two great places, two great owners, and plenty of great food. Conifer Cafe and Tommy's Subs.
I'm not the kind that likes to drown my sorrow. I may hate myself tomorrow, but tonight I'm the designated drinker.
All right, 13 minutes after 10 o'clock here on The Restaurant Show. I'm your host, Mike Boyle. Every Saturday, 10 to 1 in Colorado Springs. Every Saturday afternoon, 3 to 5 in Denver. But on Sunday, 10 o'clock until noon, we do a simulcast all up and down the Front Range. Hello, by the way, 303-696-1971, this is talk show. This is a talk show radio. This is where we interact together. If you want to get in the drawing for the tickets to Bandamere, you give us a call, and then you go on the air, and you contribute to the show. You tell me maybe where you've been going, what you've been doing, restaurants you have gone back out to dine in at, or maybe a restaurant that you enjoyed on takeout, 303-696-1971. I got tickets to Bandamere for the fireworks show and Jet Car Nationals next Saturday, July 4th. And I'll tell you something. My ex-wife, I've said it on the air before, my ex-wife used to be the marketing director for Roger Gustin, G-U-S-T-I-N, out of Ashland, Kentucky. I'll tell you what, this was a good old boy, Ironton, Ohio, that tri-state area right up there. And this guy had nerves of steel. He had Lava Machine, Procter & Gamble's Lava Soap, and he was a jet car driver. And my wife would fly out on Wednesday, meet up with him, have arranged for radio, TV interviews, newspaper interviews, media outlets, whatever it happened to be. Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, then on Saturday and Sunday they would race, and then she would fly back on Sunday and spend Monday and Tuesday doing her laundry and getting ready to fly back out. And they'd go to Bristol, Tennessee, and Elgin, South Carolina, and just these neat little towns where people are just good old red-blooded Americans, and it is absolutely fascinating to watch. I would go with them on occasion. I would fly in on Friday or Saturday. I'd go to the races, spend a little time with Roger. He had a brother that just drove the big rig with the jet cars in it. And, boy, it was just absolutely fascinating. So if you think you'd like tickets, 303-696-1971. Got some nice email messages I'm going to share with you. But first, let's go to Bob in Parker. Let's see what Bob has to say. Bob, welcome to the show. Happy Sunday. Bob, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Nice to hear you. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, good. I just want to recommend a restaurant.
Please.
Yeah, it's called Angie's in Castle Rock. Amazing Mexican and Italian food.
I got to tell you a funny story. Angie's has been owned by a guy named Mike for years, and his uncle owned O'Rourke's Cantina up in Glendale. I don't know if you remember that back in the late 70s, 80s. But at any rate, Mike is a very talented restaurateur. And I don't remember Angie's his aunt or something like that. Well, anyway, Angie Trano opens up Grinelli's Pizza, or she buys Grinelli's Pizza after 15 years. And somebody comes up to me and says, well, did you hear that Angie bought another restaurant? Yeah, Angie from Angie's Italian-Mexican restaurant bought Grinelli's Pizza. And I said, let me try to straighten this out. And I had to explain that there is no Angie at Angie's restaurant, but Angie at Grinelli's is not Angie's because Mike owns Angie's. It's amazing how it's. You know what? If we give people an opportunity to be confused, Bob, they'll take it. Don't you agree?
I agree. I think the owner is, I've met him several times there at the restaurant, and I know they have another, either one or two additional restaurants elsewhere in town, but I live out south here, so we always go to Angie's.
They do a nice job there.
They do an amazing job. I'm sorry?
Do you live in Parker?
I do. I live in the Parker area.
Have you been to the Egg and You since Richard Yoke changed it from Egg and I? Have you been to the Egg and You?
I have not yet. After this Corona thing, I hadn't gone there for quite a while, but I did notice they changed the name the other day when I drove by.
Well, and he was a franchisee with Egg and I. A national corporation out of Florida, First Watch, bought them and expected all the Egg and I franchisees to change to First Watch. He sold his store at Highlands Ranch in Centennial, but kept the one in Parker. And so he changed it to Egg and You. And First Watch let him keep all the menus and recipes from the Egg and I. So I just like to clarify that. If you stop by, don't be concerned. Say, this Egg and You, is it a knockoff or what is it? It's still an Egg and I guy. As an independent, you'll be supporting an independent local Parker businessman, and the food is really, really good, Bob. Another place you need to get to over there, have you been to the gym, GYM?
No, I have not. I don't even know that name.
Well, it's operated by Mike Hernandez, who has the office and the library in Castle Rock, and it's a pizza tavern type place, and it's real close to the Egg and You, and, of course, the Tailgate Tavern. You know about the Tailgate Tavern.
Oh, yeah, I know the Tailgate very well.
All right, so did you want tickets to Bandamere?
You bet. I'd love to have some.
All right, how many would you like, Bob?
How about four? Myself, my girlfriend, and her two grandkids.
I'm wondering if that'll leave me one ticket. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it down for four.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see how we can work this out.
Okay.
So what we'll do, make sure before we hang up, we get your phone number, and sure. I'll give you a call after the show when I get this all sorted out. Does that sound fair?
That'd be great. You know, I would settle for three. I would settle for three if that will leave a pair for somebody else.
Boy, that would really, really make it a little bit cleaner, Bobbo. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to deny one of the grandkids.
Okay.
But still.
Sure.
Have you ever been to a jet car national?
Oh yeah, many, many times. I've been up to Bandamere since the early 70s.
Oh God, they are fun to watch.
And then the first time a child sees one of those jet cars take off, they just go crazy.
Absolutely. One of the great lines from Roger Gustin, talking about the reflexes of those drivers. Roger Gustin, one day I was talking to him, and he said, Mike, you know how the Christmas tree goes red, 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 green? He says, Mike, if you see the green light, you've already lost.
You're late.
Yep. All right. I'll get this figured out, Bob. Thank you so much. Make sure we go on hold and get your phone number, okay? Have a great rest of your day. I'm Mike Boyle, and we'll be right back on The Restaurant Show.
News Talk 710, KNUS.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and if you listen to the show with any regularity, you know that I love to travel. We talk a lot about travel. It's called The Restaurant Show, but it's The Restaurant and Travel Show. I've been taking groups of listeners on trips since 1997, working with Darlene Stacey over at Red Carpet World Travel. Got some great trips coming up in 2020, but I want to tell you about my daughter. I must have passed on that travel bug to her because she founded her own company. It's called Gusto Mexico, G-U-S-T-O, GustoMexico.com. And if you know what Gusto means, it means I like Mexico. And what she's inviting you to do is to come down to Mexico and lose your mind and come to your senses, where you're going to experience the taste, smells, touches, sights, and sound of that beautiful country just south of the border. GustoMexico.com. She's going to be taking groups to Tulum and Sayulita and Oaxaca and Ensenada, so you can really immerse yourself in Mexico. Check it out at GustoMexico.com.
You know, if the challenges of 2020 have shown us anything, it's that we really appreciate people and businesses who support our community. There's probably no company more involved throughout Colorado than folks at Pepsi Bottling Company. By keeping their people employed, keeping their truckers working and trucks on the road, keeping our stores and restaurants supplied with great Pepsi products, or even through challenging times, keeping involved in community and civic causes, Pepsi has been there. And did you know that Pepsi also supports our military by employing over 100 veterans throughout the state? All that's important, but it's also important that you know about the great lineup of Pepsi products. Pepsi Regular, including the original Pure Cane Sugar Pepsi in the glass bottle, and all of their other products. Diet, Zero, Mountain Dew, Mug Root Beer, Sierra Mist Lemon Lime, not to forget Gatorade, Propel Energy Drink, and Lipton Tea. Pepsi also has a long line of snack products as well, including Lay's Potato Chips, Ruffles, Doritos, Cheetos, and many more. So stop by and pick up some Pepsi products. Pepsi may be a big international company, but they've always been there for us. For Colorado, Pepsi.
The restaurant owners that were hustlers, people that really promoted and came up with good marketing ideas before the pandemic, they did reasonably well weathering the storm during the shutdown. Two of those owners are John Jordan and his partner, owners of the Tailgate Tavern on Main Street in Parker, and now they're back to full service. Great marketeers serving great food. You can still take out, but why not dine in and enjoy the friendly neighborhood environment of the Tailgate, a place where you really feel like everybody knows your name. They're doing their hugely popular Burger Mondays, the Buffalo Wing Wednesdays, Prime Rib Thursdays, and the wildly popular Fish Fry on Friday. And they're still taking the time to support local charities, veterans organizations, the Parker business community, and even doing benefits for healthcare providers in their area. So when you do something nice for yourself, getting some really good food from the Tailgate and at very reasonable prices, you're doing something nice for others. The Tailgate Tavern also has one of the biggest and best patios in the metro area. The Tailgate is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and has a wonderful, friendly staff that would love to see you. The Tailgate Tavern in Parker.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
All right, 24 minutes after 10 o'clock. In this segment, I've got a little surprise for you. But first, let's go to Judy in Morrison. Judy, welcome to the show. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you, too. Thanks for taking my call.
I can see why you probably want tickets to Bandamere. Living in Morrison, you could probably walk to Bandamere from your house, can't you?
Actually, I can hear those cars running all the time, and I can never get my husband to go.
Really?
So I thought, if I had tickets, I could get him to the races.
Well, I'll tell you what, honey. He sounds kind of boring. If he doesn't want to go, I'll go with you.
Okay, that sounds great.
Actually, Saturday's a little busy for me, so you take him. How many years have you been married?
We have been married 46 years.
Doesn't he know that the secret to a successful marriage are the two words, yes, dear?
He does not know that.
Well,
so
you
then
haven't
I
trained him.
I have to create ways to get him to do things.
Well, so. Tell him you're going to hold out on him if he doesn't take you to Bandamere. These tickets are $30 in advance, $33 at the door. So if Bob takes three, that's $100 worth of tickets for Bob. And if I give you two, that's over $60 worth of tickets. And,
awesome.
You know, it starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, but the show starts at 7 o'clock at night. So, you know, the people that go at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Judy, they're the real car freaks. And so, you know, you can wander over. I don't know if there's an in-and-out privilege, but you can wander over pretty much as you would like. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you – will you do this for me, Judy?
Sure.
What if he says no? What are you going to do with the tickets?
Oh, I'll find somebody else to go with. No problem.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't want to waste the tickets, okay?
Oh, no, the tickets will not be wasted, and I can guarantee he will not say no.
Okay, good. Yeah, it really is. I'm telling you what, I remember when my daughter and I were up in Banff, Canada, a couple years ago. And
oh,
we had
yeah,
talked about it
place.
Over the years. Have you been there?
Yes, I have. I loved it. I had a nephew who got married in Banff.
Uh-huh.
And, well, oh, my gosh, it was wonderful.
Well, we hiked Tunnel Mountain. We just had a ball. But it was one of these deals where, if you've listened to the show, you know that my daughter and I travel extensively. I travel extensively.
Yeah.
But it was one of these things, yeah, we ought to get to Banff. Yeah, we ought to get to Banff. Well, it just worked out. She happened to be in Denver. We jumped on a plane. We went up there. We got a car. It was September, fall colors. It was spectacular. And after about 24 hours, we're in this lodge, you know, with the big moose head over the fireplace and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We look at each other and say, what the heck took us so long to get here? And I got a feeling that when your husband goes to Bandamere with you for the 4th of July and sees those cars and the talent of those drivers and the money invested in the machines and sees the races and sticks around for the fireworks, the show really starts at 7 o'clock at night. You want to run the jet cars at night because they got that flame shooting out. I'm telling you, he will look at you and say, you know, honey, we've lived in Morrison for years. Why haven't we been here before? I guarantee you that that's probably going to happen, okay?
Absolutely.
Now, let me ask you a question.
I don't know why we haven't been there.
All right,
yeah?
So I got a couple questions for you over there in Morrison. I live on a golf course. A golfer broke one of my windows. Ken Carroll Glass from over there at Quincy and 470 came on out, did a great job. The guy was really, really nice, and he lives over in that neighborhood. Have you been to Tommy's Subs?
Oh, I go there. We go there every Thursday. I meet my daughter there every Thursday. It's an amazing place.
Will you do me a favor and tell Jeff, the owner, that we talked about it here on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show?
I will absolutely do that. I talk to him all the time, but, you know, I never knew his name.
Yeah, his name is Jeff. And just tell him
okay.
Mike Boyle. And then the guy from Ken Carroll Glass said that one of his favorite places over there is the 5281 Steakhouse, which apparently is in that same strip center. He said it's very good. Have you been there?
Yes, you're right. And we went in there once for a sandwich. It's really a neat place. And there's a lot of people who go there.
Well, I got to get over there because whenever I get to that side of town, Judy, I just go right into Tommy's. But go to Tommy's and say hello, and that'll be your mission, and my mission will get to the 5281 Steakhouse. Okay?
Absolutely.
All right,
I have one more mission, though. I want to tell you about a restaurant. I've been wanting to tell you about this restaurant forever.
Go ahead.
And it is a restaurant in Lakewood. It's called Ranch West 40, kitchen and saloon. And the owner's name is Hardy, and he took the old country kitchen on West Colfax Avenue, and he
up there on the hill.
Yes, it's the most wonderful restaurant, and I know you love burgers.
Uh-huh.
His burgers are the best I've ever had. No skimping
at all.
Well,
I've got a dear friend that lives right up there above the brewery, and worked for Coors for 33 years, and we like to meet for lunch. And you know what? That might be a good place for us to meet over there.
Yeah, it's kind of between Youngfield and Sims, kind of that area.
You know, I know exactly where it is. I know exactly. And what's it called? Ranch West 40?
Ranch West 40, kitchen and saloon. And the owner, his name is Hardy, and he's actually an immigrant. He came here from, I think, Iraq and when he was 15 years old, and he has been so successful. Really a nice man. His wife makes a couple of the pies. There's just a great key lime pie and a peanut butter pie. And they make
How about
the
chocolate burgers. Cream?
I haven't had those. I couldn't get beyond the key lime. It's so good.
Okay. Well, listen, boy, what a great review. You are something, Judy. You tell your husband he's lucky to have you, and I'm going to give you two tickets. You probably remind him of that often, right?
No, I don't do that. I just live my life.
Make sure that we put you on hold, and I think what I'll do is I'll ask Jim to get your phone number. I beg your pardon, and your address, because I'm gonna mail three to Bob and Parker. I'm gonna mail two to you and Morrison. You're gonna say next Thursday hello to Jeff at Tommy's, and I'm gonna get by and check out the 5281 Steakhouse. And I'm going to get by and see Hardy at the Ranch West 40 Kitchen and Saloon and have a burger with my buddy. All right?
You will be amazed. It is so good.
Absolutely. Well, aren't you special to call? I really appreciate it. Do you listen to the show with any regularity?
You tell Hardy that, well, he might not remember my name, but he'll remember my friend who took me there. His name is Ralph. And they'll all remember him. So anyway,
Ralph and Judy sent me.
Absolutely.
I got it. All right. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Don't hang up. We'll put you on hold. I want to make sure I got your full name and mailing address, and then we'll call Bob, and we got these tickets all taken care of for Bandamere. All right. What a delightful call. All right. 303-696, I don't have any more tickets, 303-696-1971, but that doesn't mean you can't call me. But we went a little long on that call, so I'm not going to get – I had a nice little surprise for you I was going to play in this segment, but we'll play it after the top of the hour, because you know what? The next segment, if you happen to hear the show yesterday in both Colorado Springs and Denver, we played an interview – with an author named Paul Rosolie, R-O-S-O-L-I-E. I got an email from a lady in Parker. Today must be Parker Day. I got an email from a lady in Parker a couple weeks ago named Becky. And she said, I know you like to read, know you like to travel. This book is called Mother of God. And it is about travels in the Amazon jungle, where my daughter and I have been. And she did such a good job describing it that I looked it up online. I ordered it on Amazon and read it, and it was unbelievable. I mean, look, I don't think that I'm talking to a lot of people that have a lot of interest in going into the Amazon jungle with anacondas and spiders and ants that are about an inch long. The spiders are a lot bigger. The ants are an inch long. I'm telling you what, it's wild. 18-foot caimans, which is what they call crocs. Anyway, I had him on yesterday, but I've got a couple more segments with him. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, We're going to play just a couple of additional segments I was able to get with him. I think you're going to enjoy it. Then in the 11 o'clock hour, I've got my surprise for you, and we can take calls in the 11 o'clock hour. I've got great events coming up next Saturday, the 4th of July, Bandimere Speedway, but I'm going to be at Louis Pizza in Colorado Springs with one of our Boyle lunch bunches. I've got a bunch of events coming up after that, and they are all listed on my website at mikeboyle.com. That's M-I-K-E-B-O-Y-L-E.com. Don't forget your ballots are due Tuesday. I believe it closed. What time did the polls close? 7 o'clock, something like that. You know what? It's one of the privileges that we have here in the United States of America. So get your ballot in. All right, we're going to be back with Paul Rosalie and tell you a little bit more about the Amazon on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
It started with a craving. Hey, we've all craved a good burger, right? Well, that's what happened to Jeff Richard and his two sons. While spending a little father and son time, they got hungry, and burgers really sounded good. The more they talked, the more they thought, no place came to mind. Well, then, an idea was born. Dad, why don't you and Mom open a really, really good burger place? The next thing you know, Jeff and his wife, Jaren, have three Crave Real Burgers. Crave Real Burgers. The original in Castle Rock, with two others in Highlands Ranch and Colorado Springs. Sure, they got the basic burger, big, thick, juicy, but maybe try one of the specialty burgers. Like the Sin City, Love Stinks, the Three Little Pigs, the Luther, served between two glazed donuts, or a house favorite, the Nutty Professor, with peanut butter, bacon, jalapenos, and onion. And that's only the start. There are plenty more to choose from. Crave also has appetizers, sandwiches, and salads. Wash everything down with a delicious milkshake. Crave Real Burgers is open 7 days a week for both lunch and dinner at all three locations. Jeff was trained at the Culinary Institute, so you know he has talent, and he's put together some different, interesting, and delicious burgers. Some even have won or placed in numerous burger competitions. Crave Real Burgers. For a while now, folks have had the perfect excuse for getting home a little late. You know, I've been at the office. If people wanted to assume that you meant the work office, well, hey, that's their problem. But you probably meant the Office Kitchen and Bar on 3rd Street in Castle Rock. Owned and operated by Mike Hernandez, the office has that comfortable, relaxed neighborhood bar and grill atmosphere where you can wind down after a busy day at your other office. Beers, burgers, and bourbon highlight the menu, along with plenty of salads, sandwiches, and even a few Mexican items. The fish tacos are great, but if the office excuse is getting a little lame, just say you're heading over to the library. What could be the harm in that? Well, obviously we're talking about Mike's other place near the Castle Rock Adventist Hospital called the Library. The Library has that same laid-back feel of the office. Good food, full-service bar. You can just sit back and read the menu. And now Mike has a third place. It's in Parker, and it's called the Gym. Pizzas, burgers, full bar, games. So whichever excuse you want to use, whichever place you want to visit, the office or the library in Castle Rock or the gym in Parker, you're going to get a good meal, relax a little, and feel right at home.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and we all enjoy the foods of China, right? The sesame chicken, the Mongolian beef, but would you like to get some authentic Chinese food? Well, then you need to stop by the Volcano Asian Cuisine, 9632 East Arapahoe Road, just east of I-25, because Jay, the owner, he's from China. And yes, he understands that we like the westernized dishes, the hot and sour soup, the egg drop soup, but he also wants to serve the dishes of his home country. It's also called the Asian cuisine because, you know what, they do sushi over there as well. It's a beautiful sit-down restaurant. You can go in and you can have a date night. They got a full-service bar. You can also do carry-out if you would like. It's called the Volcano Asian Cuisine, the Volcano Chinese Sushi Restaurant, 9632 East Arapahoe Road, 303-662-8111. They are open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and I know that they would love to see you and tell Jay you heard about it from Mike Boyle on the Restaurant Show.
Doesn't an ice-cold Mountain Dew sound good? As we return to the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
All right, moving on to the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. We are going to go back and talk with a guy I talked with earlier. His name is Paul Rosalie, R-O-S-O-L-I-E. His book, Mother of God, is about an extraordinary journey into the uncharted tributaries of the Western Amazon. This guy is Perry Fawcett, British explorer into the uncharted territories of the Amazon. He is the crocodile hunter. Crikey! He's a guy that went off into Australia to live in the bush for weeks at a time to find crocodile Steve Irwin. And he is Indiana Jones, all rolled into one. Does that sound hyperbolic, or are you okay with that description, Paul?
Maybe a little hyperbolic, but I like hyperbolic. And the other thing is, you know, Indiana Jones was scared of snakes, which takes some major points off his resume.
Well, and
you can't be scared of snakes.
Yeah, he's scared of snakes, and you absolutely revel in their company.
Love them.
All right, let's talk about, we reviewed the book earlier, but let's do this. The book came out in 2014. And you're still a young guy. You've got some interest in saving the tigers in India. You've got all kinds of expeditions that you take out into southeastern Peru, into the Amazon through your company. Your company, I'm going to spell it for the listeners, TAMANDUA, Tamandua Expeditions. It might be interesting to look up for listeners, but since 2014, and when I was down there, when we went in through Ecuador on the Rio Napo, we would see on the fringes maybe a highway going in, a dirt road going into logging areas, that type of stuff. And this is stuff that all threatens the balance of the Amazon. But since 2014, when you published the book, there's been some real changes in the Amazon. We had a big fire down there. Why don't you talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's going on down there?
Yeah, so the book is really about the early days, how I got to the Amazon, fell in with the indigenous guys, had all these adventures. And then what happened was, I guess so often this happens in life where you start out to doing one thing and then it turns into something else. And, you know, after it had all these amazing adventures and fell in love with the jungle, I realized that it was, you know, a lot of these areas that were vanishing because people were destroying them. No one else is going to do that work to protect them. You know, everyone's got their life. Everyone's busy. And for me, this became my calling. You know, I just you heard that quote growing up, you know, if you find something you like to do, you don't work a day in your life. Well, some people find something that they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for me, watching these big, beautiful ancient trees come down and watching the wildlife vanish was unacceptable. And for the local people, they're losing their home. So starting Tamandua Expeditions was my way of employing local people to be conservationists instead of loggers or poachers or gold miners. They could work protecting their forests. So I'm protecting the wildlife and helping the local people. And that's what, when people come with Tamandua, that's what they're doing. They're providing that reality.
You know, my daughter has a company called Gusto Mexico, and she's
really
fluent in Spanish. She's traveled all over the world with me, lives in Mexico. But one of the things that she's doing, look, when I take groups of listeners from my shows, Paul, we want to all meet at the airport, get on the airplane at the same time, same air flight. We get off, there's a sign, Mike Boyle Group. We get in a nice air-conditioned motor coach, and we're transported, whether it's on the Pacific side or the Yucatan side, maybe in Jamaica, maybe another country in the Central America area. And we go to an all-inclusive, and the meals are provided, and everybody speaks English, and we stay in the infinity pool drinking margaritas. Well, with my daughter's company, it's a cultural immersion experience in Mexico. We will stay in more cabanas, and we will ride bikes to the Mayan ruins rather than taking an air-conditioned van, and we will have a food cooking class. We'll have a mezcal versus tequila tasting, that type of thing. So that's kind of what I want people to understand, that if they go with Tamandua Expeditions, it's going to be much more of a cultural immersion experience to the Amazon.
Yeah, we're really focused on providing the real thing. You know, we also do that, you know, meet you at the airport, make sure you're safe, you know, and have reliable boat drivers down there that know the river. We have indigenous people that know all the medicines and local fruits and vegetables. So we're focused on giving people that authentic experience where they're really in the jungle. And our NGO Jungle Keepers is focused on fighting, you know, all that destruction that's coming from the roads. That's hurting the local people, you know. It's messing up the rain patterns, which is, and, you know, deteriorating the jungle and then polluting the rivers. So we want people to come down and help us protect the forest and show the local people that this is the greatest treasure that they have. So we're very much focused on providing that real thing experience, not changing much. So we have comfortable places to sleep. We have an amazing Peruvian chef who just, from the fresh caught river ceviche to, you know, jungle fruits and vegetables, he's just incredible. And he knows that when people are in a new environment, food is a source of comfort. So this guy really knows how to do it. So when we come down there, it's funny, people want to see the anacondas and have an adventure, and they end up really appreciating the fact that the food is so good in the jungle. These people have an amazing cuisine.
I love Peruvian food, and I'll tell you something. I love ceviche, and the Peruvians really know how to do it. I haven't acquired a taste yet for those big rodents that they like to cook down there, but you know what? Baby steps, right? So how many people typically come in a group? How many groups do you bring a year? And other than that, Paul, how are you funded at Tamandua?
Well, we have now it's a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, we bring small groups, maybe 10 or 15 max. For student groups, it's usually like 15, but that's a bit much in the jungle with the trails and everything.
Right.
And on the boat. But, you know, we use that to employ our local team, and that has a huge effect on conservation. And so that's, I think, why people come, and they keep coming back. You know, over the years, we've had so many people come back to the Amazon because they discover this natural paradise where they want to, you know, they want to bring their friends and family. They want to spend more time there. And so Tamandua is the ecotourism.
You know what? I got to interrupt. I have to tell you something. I've been there. I haven't been to your camps, but I've been to other camps farther north. And just talking to you, just reading your book, I'm not stroking you just because you're on my show, but it's really inspired me to consider another trip to your area.
Oh, yeah, man. We do it special. And
Do you have an upper age limit?
Well, the oldest we've had was 75, and the youngest we had was 11.
Okay. Parameters, Paul. I'll be fine.
Great. Right. But no, you know, I've worked with people that have worked, you know, all over the Amazon and all over Africa and Asia, and they come with us, and when they leave, they say the most wonderful thing. This is how I know I'm doing my job right. They leave and they say, you know what, you guys are doing something special here.
Well,
you know,
and
local guys and our guides and everything, it's just, you know, everyone's there for the right reasons. Everyone's there because they love it. It's a small operation, and we're doing a lot of good.
Well,
and
I know.
So I think that's why.
I know we're talking to people that are simpatico with you. You know, maybe they go out and clean trails, clean the Colorado Trail. Maybe they go out and clean parks. Maybe they do something for animals somewhere in the area. But they say, you know what? I just don't know if I can afford it. I don't know if I can take the time. I don't know if it's quite my bag. It might be a little rugged for me. But do you take donations? Can people go online and take a look at your website and see if there's ways that they can help?
Certainly. I mean, we need so much help, and that's what Jungle Keepers is, our NGO, and we employ local rangers to patrol the forest. So along with the ecotourism business, we are employing local guys to actually go out and deal with poachers and try and convert them into conservationists. We work with legal gold miners. So through Jungle Keepers, it's one word, Jungle Keepers. Through junglekeepers.com, we take donations that go straight directly to protecting the rainforest. You know, when the Amazon was burning last year, I was on the news a lot because I had film footage from the Amazon fires because I see it all the time. And not millions, but thousands of people were messaging me saying, you know, where do I donate? Do I give, you know, which organization do I choose? And, you know, our organization is so small that we have no administrative costs. We all have other jobs, so we're not paying ourselves.
And all the local people are working for virtually nothing.
Yeah, well, the local people, you know, their wages are good in their environment.
In their environment, right? Yes.
But so each donation goes really far to protecting the rainforest. So we're able to protect 30,000 acres, and people's donations, with the assurance that we have, is that it's not going to advertising and administration and all that stuff. It's going directly to food, fuel, gear, you know, actual ranger work protecting the Amazon. So it's really the only thing protecting millions and millions of animals. Also, I wanted to mention, since you enjoyed Mother of God, I just earlier, well, at the end of 2019, I put out a book called The Girl and the Tiger, which is also about jungles. It's about based on my adventures in India. It's a novel, and it's sort of like a reimagined jungle book, but it's very conservation themed, and it's based on the true story of an Indian girl that messaged me, who told me that she was going at 15 years old to rescue an orphaned tiger cub. And so it's this wild story, and a lot of it's true.
And I also know a little bit about Paul's background, and I have a feeling that in the end he gets the girl.
Not this girl. She's a little young for me, man. I'm 32. I just wrote her college recommendation letter.
But you did marry a girl that you met down there in your efforts to save the tigers down in India. And
I did.
All right. The girl and the tiger, I've already written it down. And I will tell you this, Paul, that by the end of the day, I will have gone on to Amazon and found a copy of it, ordered it, because I will read it because I'm just so fascinated. And you know what? I think that I'm an Eagle Scout, proud to say it. I was a Boy Scout. Oh, wow. And, you know, the motto is to leave the campground a little cleaner than you found it. Well, that's a metaphor for life. That's a metaphor for this world. And you are truly, and I believe this for me as well, you're doing your absolute best to leave this planet a little bit better than you found it. Paul, I got to let you go, but thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, okay? Anytime, anything you need from me, you got it. All you got to do is contact me.
Really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. It was great talking with you, and I really hope you enjoy the second book as much as the first.
I have no doubt. I'm going to go ahead and take a break.
While Joyce's Famous Pizza didn't like the Great American Shutdown and what it did to businesses all over the metro area, she was really set up for takeout and delivery more than most, because that's what most of her business is anyway. Joyce's Famous Pizza is a small place anyway. Located at 2120 South Broadway, just south of Evans, Joyce's only has about 5 or 6 tables, so most people stop by and take her amazing pizza home with them. And of course, Joyce's has always delivered. Joyce's is open for business both lunch and dinner 7 days a week, beginning at 11 o'clock. Also, while Joyce is known for her pizzas, don't forget the sub sandwiches on homemade bread, the salads, pasta dishes, and calzones. Everything can be picked up or delivered. You can call in your order, and it will be waiting for you when you arrive. Joyce's number is 303-777-4992. That's 303-777-4992. Joyce's has been around since 2008. And remember, she serves a big pie, 16 inches, with plenty of toppings to choose from. She also has a great pizza by the slice lunch special. So check out Joyce's Famous Pizza, 2120 South Broadway, and be looking for some of her social media deals and the occasional Saturday specials offered on Mike's website at MikeBoyle.com. These specials can really save you some money. You know, it's tough enough to start one restaurant that concentrates on one concept. You can imagine how hard it must be to start restaurants with two completely different concepts. If a place does breakfast and lunch well, then you may not think of it as a dinner place. If you're looking for a nice place to have dinner, you probably won't think of a restaurant that offers breakfast. So what has Randy Price, owner of the locally owned and operated Rocky Mountain Restaurant Group, done in the metro area? He's put together two completely different concepts, kept them separate, and both have been very well received. The first, Urban Egg, a daytime eatery featuring delicious breakfasts and casual lunch with locations up and down the Front Range. And then he has the super successful Salsa Brava Mexican restaurants, serving wonderful and unique Mexican dishes for lunch and dinner. What do they have in common? All restaurants in the group strive for and attain a uniqueness, not only in dishes, but by using fresh Colorado-sourced ingredients wherever possible in all their dishes. So whether you're looking for a great breakfast, burgers, or salads for lunch, or a nice place to get your Mexican fix, think about the Urban Egg and Salsa Brava. All unique, all good, all local.
Remember what your mother said. Start your day with a good breakfast. Maybe a big breakfast burrito or a nice pupusa. Well, you can get either or both at Mile High Pupusas at 2504 Old Hamden Road, just west of Santa Fe in Inglewood. Mile High Pupusas is owned and operated by the husband and wife team of Josh and Myrna Benavides. He wanted to specialize in Mexican food, but since Myrna is from El Salvador, she also wanted to feature some of the native foods of her native country. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, serving not only breakfast, but a wide selection of lunch and dinner items as well. It's located in a small freestanding building with plenty of free parking. And even though they have 4 or 5 tables inside for dining in, it's really set up for takeout. From the minute they open their doors at 7 a.m., you'll see people piling in and loading up on their many specialties. Most people know what a burrito is, but try the pupusas. It's like a pita pocket, Salvadoran style. Dough with whatever fillings you select. No liquor license, but plenty of Pepsi products to quench your thirst. Mile High Pupusas. Say hello to Josh and Myrna. They're always there.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
It's funny. Okay, how those, you know, I told you that we were going to let Paul go. Paul from the book Mother of God, talking about the Amazon. But during the break, we got talking. I was thanking him, and I said, you know what? I forgot to get one more thing on about the Amazon that you have got to share. Paul, thanks for sticking around. We're only going to keep you for about 5 minutes. That we're running out of time in this segment and this hour. But you have got to tell people about, we told people about the trees getting knocked down by the thunder and so forth and falling in the river. But you've got to tell people about the trees. I was so fascinated with this, that literally grow spikes out of them so that other vegetation won't try to take them over, strangle them, and kill them. One of the things that happens with a lot of the trees in the Amazon is a vine will start to grow up a tree, and the next thing you know, it wraps itself around, and the next thing you know, it's eating the tree, and it has a wonderful, wonderful growth, but the tree it's attached itself to, it's become a parasite of, just withers and dies. Talk a little bit about those spikes on trees were absolutely and folks, we're not talking about teeny little spikes. We're talking about 4, 5, 6 inches spikes sticking out of trees. Touch on that,
Paul. You can get foot-long spikes. I mean, I
didn't realize that. Maybe I saw them and I forgot, but go ahead.
If you get lost at night, I always tell people the worst thing you can do is run because you could end up impaling yourself on a tree.
Yep.
I mean, in the Amazon, it's such an intense battle for light that, like you said, everything is growing on each other. The vines are growing on the trees. You have bromeliads and epiphytes growing off of things. And so, yeah, it's highly competitive. So everything is competing for that light. So that's why they call the Amazon the greatest natural battlefield on Earth, because in terms of the production of life, it's just a constant fight. And when you're in that environment, you're in that fight to a degree. You know, the ants, if you lay down somewhere, the ants will start trying to take you apart. If you stay out in the sun too long, you know, it's like everything there will be recycled and broken down and reused at some point. So in the Amazon, that's why survival is key.
And we would see a carcass of what I would call a deer. It's a different species down in the Amazon, but we would see a carcass and there would be ants on it, army ants. And, and our guide would say, that carcass will be gone by this time tomorrow. And I'm not talking about there'll be a few bones over here and there'll be a little bit of fur over there. That carcass, you will not know that it was even here because the ants will just swarm on. Those army ants are fascinating, the way they keep moving.
Yeah, man, we've had when the army ants come to our camp, we all have to leave the camp. And the crazy thing is they don't want the wood. They don't want the furniture. They just want to eat the bugs out of our camp. So what we have to do is it's kind of like a forced holiday or a snow day or something. We all have to leave camp and let them do it. And everything becomes black. The floor becomes black, the walls, the roof, everything. And they chase all of the insects out of, you know, the little spiders in the corner, the cockroaches that might be hiding under a piece of furniture or something. And they will just clean house. And yeah, if you're a carcass, there's termites, maggots, dung beetles. I mean, there's just so many things. Everything there is, you know, they say that in the Amazon, if it wasn't for fungal mycelium, if it wasn't for the roots of fungus, the Amazon would bury itself in its own leaves. And that really paints a picture because you realize there's so much leaf fall in the Amazon that these systems break everything down. And that's a great analogy for what the Amazon does for us as a planet, because starting with the leaf cutter ants and the fungus and these tiny little things, we need them to maintain equilibrium. And, you know, even in New York, you know, in places where there's healthy ecosystems, the frog tadpoles eat the mosquito larva, which keeps us safe. So if you have a healthy ecosystem, you have less mosquitoes. It's only when you pollute the water that the mosquitoes can survive, but the frogs can't, so you get more mosquitoes. And just like in areas where there's a healthy population of foxes, they eat more of the rodents, so there's less Lyme disease. So ecosystems keep us, along with providing all of the things that we need for life, and we're inextricably tied to them. You know, you start to realize that having healthy ecosystems means healthy life for us. And that's what I try and tell, you know, my stockbroker friends and people that are just not connected to nature. It's like, even if you're not interested in this stuff, which is fine, you still need it in order to live a healthy life.
Paul, there's people out there right now listening to my radio show screaming, "Hey, Boyle, it is the restaurant show."
Yeah.
Well, it's called the Restaurant Movie Travel Book Show.
You want to know what I've eaten then?
Well, you know what? We don't have time to go into that right now. But maybe sometime we'll get you back after I've read your other book, The Girl and the Tiger. Maybe we'll talk about some of the Peruvian cuisine, some of the places that you've enjoyed when you've come to Colorado. Paul, R-O-S-O-L-I-E. His book is called Mother of God. I'm going to get his new one called The Girl and the Tiger. I'll review that. We'll get him back. Paul, this has been absolutely thoroughly enjoyable. You know what? I realize that there's some people out there that say we should have talked a little bit more about restaurants, or I should have. But you know, I've learned over the years, 30 years of being on radio, that if I can keep it reasonably interesting for me, keep my enthusiasm up, it generally translates pretty well. Paul, I've got to let you go, but thank you for all the time you've given us.
Thank you so much for having me on. I had a great time talking with you, and I hope to do it again. Have an awesome day.
All right, that wraps up this hour of the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.